Bye, honey. Make it a great day. All right. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara in California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before Nutrien was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, maybe not too much more walking, and some calisthenics. I'll share that with you later on. These calls occur 640 to 655 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and then enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal NuSkin representative or NuSkin product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic is 11 surprising habits of incredibly fit people. Let's see here. Flip over to that thing. I was just commenting about my walking. My knee started bothering me back in January. I finally went to the doctor because it's still bothering me. And I stopped doing leg weights for a while doing it. And apparently I'm getting the first signs of arthritis in my knee, which is like this aging, as I joked on my post last night, aging gracefully. It's going to take a little more planning apparently. But anyway, let's see here. 11 surprising habits of incredibly fit people. Have you ever looked at someone in phenomenal shape? Oops. Hang on here. It decided to advance itself on me. Oh, come on. I'll eventually get organized here with this. Should I have a mind of my own? Have you ever looked at someone in phenomenal shape and wondered, what's their secret? It turns out the key to their enviable fitness might just be rooted in a few simple habits. Here's a compelling reveal of their daily routines and practices to keep the fittest among us in top-notch condition. Commitment to daily workouts. The first habit might seem obvious, but the secret lies in the detail. Incredibly fit people don't just casually engage in exercise. They commit to daily workouts. This doesn't mean they're hitting personal records 7 days a week. Rather, they integrate an active lifestyle into each day. Whether it's a full-blown gym session, a brisk walk, or even stretching and mobility work, this consistency is what sets them apart. Next, balanced nutrition is non-negotiable. Forget fad diets or extreme eating plans. Fit people understand that balance is key. They fuel their bodies with a diverse range of foods that provide a mix of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, and an array of vitamins and minerals. This sustainable approach to eating supports their intense workout routines while also ensuring long-term health and well-being. Sleep, the secret to recovery. If there's one habit that's often overlooked in the fitness world, it's sleep. Yet those in peak physical condition treat sleep as sacred. A consistent sleep schedule isn't just about quantity. Quality plays a crucial role too. Fit people prioritize getting 7 to 9 hours of restorative sleep each night, knowing that it's during this time that muscles heal, memories consolidate, and hormones that regulate growth and appetite get balanced. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Staying hydrated is essential for overall health and fitness, and fit people know this well. They make sure to drink plenty of water throughout the day, keeping their bodies functioning optimally and supporting their workouts. Proper hydration also helps with weight management, digestion, and maintaining clear skin. Mindful eating. Fit people don't just mindlessly consume their meals. They pay attention to what and how much they eat. They take time to enjoy and savor their food, listening to their body's hunger and fullness cues. This mindful approach to eating helps them make healthier choices and maintain a balanced diet. Excuse me. Consistent protein intake. Protein is essential for muscle growth and repair, making it a crucial nutrient for those wanting to get fit. Fit people make sure to include protein in every meal and snack, whether it's from animal sources like lean meats or plant-based options like beans and lentils. Pardon my cough. They maintain adequate vitamin D levels. Vitamin D plays a critical role in bone health and immune function, making it an essential nutrient for overall health. Fit people make sure to get enough sun exposure or take supplements to maintain adequate vitamin D levels. I think this would be number 8 here. Stretching and mobility work. Being fit isn't just about lifting weights and running. It's also about having a strong and flexible body. Fit individuals prioritize stretching and mobility work to improve their range of motion, prevent injuries, and aid in recovery. Active rest days. Rest days are just as crucial as workout days for overall fitness and health. Fit people make sure to have active rest days where they can engage in low-intensity activities like hiking, yoga, or leisurely walks to promote recovery and maintain their fitness levels. Stress management. Stress can have a significant impact on one's overall well-being, including physical fitness. Fit people manage stress through activities like meditation, yoga, or simply taking time for themselves to relax and recharge. And the final one here is consistency and persistence. Fit individuals understand that fitness is a journey and not a destination. They stay consistent with their exercise routines and make gradual progress over time rather than expecting immediate results. They also persist through challenges and setbacks, knowing that consistency is the key to reaching their fitness goals. So there you go. So consistency, let's see if I can backtrack here, maybe. Stress management, active rest days. Hey, we still get some activity in, but you're not doing the high intensity or hard two-mile run or whatever it is. You're taking it a little easier. Stretching and mobility work. I just logged into a chair yoga app that we'll start doing as of today. Vitamin D plays a critical role, adequate vitamin D levels. Get out to the sun, enjoy the sunshine. If you're a place where the sun's shining, get out there. Consistent protein intake. They have protein with just about every meal. Mindful eating. Water, water, water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Adequate sleep. Balanced nutrition. And a commitment to working out daily. And that could be, again, just a casual walk on your off days, stretching, something light. It doesn't have to be the same part every single day. So there you go. So I hope you pick out which ones you're doing and which ones you're not. Maybe add those into your lifestyle and get on a better track to start improving your health and fitness. I'll remind you, these calls are recorded, and a short one today, are recorded on SoundCloud.com. You can find it by typing in Frank Lomas or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or TR90. We'll just leave it at those two for now. And I'll go ahead and open up the lines, get a little conversation going here. Hang on.
Well, thank you, Frank. Those were great, great suggestions. And those are all definitely things one should include in their lifestyle because it actually makes life fun.
There you go. Yeah, I'm going to have to alter my walking maybe a little bit because my knee's bothering so much. And funny, Jennifer's ankle started bothering her over the weekend. I'm sure she's – hey, we're at that age where people start having arthritis issues. And so we think we're going to start getting on back on our recumbent bike rather than maybe the walking. I'll miss walking a lot. We'll do a little bit, not as much as before, but to get some exercise in. But try to manage all those other topics I just talked about. It was nice having a short one today because last week it was an incredibly longer one. I think I went like 7:02 last week. And this one kind of was a short and simple. I like that. What's your topic for tomorrow?
You know, I'm actually talking about plant-based desserts tomorrow. So
okay.
It's desserts part two. And for walking, I've been dealing with arthritis for a while now in my knees. And you might want to think about walking poles when you're out hiking, because that will actually take some of the stress and strain off the knees a little bit. And it might help with temperature ankles. So, you know, there's a thought there for you.
Yeah, I've seen people out with the walking sticks. I've never tried them, and always wonder, well, I wonder what the benefit is. Okay, that's interesting. I think I do, because we enjoy walks incredibly, but don't enjoy the pain portion of it. It's starting to bother me now. It's like, and that probably ends. I think I'm done doing my 800, 900 pound leg presses at this point in my life, too.
I have to
pull that back in here, too.
And that helps get some upper body movement going, too. So, you know, that is a side benefit for that. So, you know, something to think about.
There you go. All right, folks. Well, be sure to dial in tomorrow and get some more Susan. I'll be back on Thursday. And go out and make it a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right.